Retailers claim cart theft is a crime out of control, so much so they convinced legislators to pass a law increasing fines tenfold. Michelle Cusso of the Wisconsin Grocers Association says it's not so much a problem of carts taken then abandoned by shoppers unable or unwilling to return them. The real problem, she says, is cart bandits operating on a big scale.
There's a scrap metal salvage value to the carts, so you see trucks driving down the road with 10, 15 carts piled on.
Pat Drager at All Metal Recycling in Madison says even with steel prices being high, a shopping cart would only net about $2 profit for each cart a person brought in. He's yet to see someone try to unload carts illegally.
They're not coming to scrapyards, I can guarantee you that.
Maybe not in the Madison area, Cusso says, but grocers in Milwaukee report the underground cart market is thriving.
And we've been told that in Milwaukee, retailers have been approached by individuals who said, we'll sell you 15 shopping carts for X amount of dollars. And in the end, you know where the shopping carts are coming from. They're probably their shopping carts to begin with, and they're being resold back to them.
Some retailers are switching to plastic shopping carts to curb theft.
Sacred register, 2 for delivery.
Plastic carts used at Capital Center Foods in downtown Madison cost about 30% less than metal ones. Grocer John Lemquill says they're also less likely to be stolen for scrap value.
Well, these cost about $100 a piece. They're plastic and metal and supposedly have no recyclable value, so they tell us that they don't take them at any of the junkyards and so on, but somebody takes them.
His store is one of the smaller ones, yet he loses 36 a year. Lemquill offers a $5 reward to employees who rustle up the store's stolen or abandoned carts, but only a handful are recovered. Some have been harder to get back than others.
We've gotten into a couple of tussles with some feisty individuals that wanted to use it as a home for the winter and carry all their belongings in. Many people use it to transport their purchases home.
More unusual uses include the cyclist who pulled it like a wagon, and then there was the bartender.
One student was using it as a portable bar. He'd wheel it out of his apartment and into the backyard for patio parties.
Some say stores have only themselves to blame. Recycling owner Drager believes retailers should watch their carts as closely as they do their other merchandise. But retailers say anti-theft devices are expensive. It's cheaper to buy new carts and pass the cost along to consumers. Drager doesn't doubt merchants are losing a lot of carts. He sees them scattered all over the city.
They are a blight on the landscape. There's no doubt about it. And if you think about it, if you've ever been into a store and you push them wobbly wheel deals, how far would you want to push one?
Retailers hope would-be thieves will be deterred by the higher fines, but Lemquill admits tough laws are only as strong as their enforcement. Madison Police Officer Phil Moore says it may be hard to determine if someone is stealing a cart or merely using it.
If we saw somebody pushing a shopping cart full of merchandise down the street, we could probably make the inference that they were not going to return it once they were done transporting their groceries or whatever, but we don't know that.
Retailers hope the bigger fine will curb big-time cart rustling. The Grocers Association says officers are not likely to arrest the elderly lady who wants to wheel her groceries home. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.